Can you tell me a little bit about how you're using the GFDL climate model in the research you're involved with?
GFDL scientists who model the global climate system, which, and part of the global climate system is a global water cycle. So we can look at what's going on in the climate models here and relate that to what's going on that we know of from real-world observations and see how they agree, see where they disagree, where there's room to improve the model, and where the model can give us some idea about what's going to happen in the future. We conducted a study where we looked at the GFDL model's ability to say how stream flow ought to have changed during the course of the 20th century. We compared that to observations of stream flow trends around the world and showed a degree of correspondence that is actually much too high to be explained as a natural coincidence, but rather indicates skill of the GFDL climate model. And we've built on that to look forward into the future and say, well, the model seems to have some credibility based on its track record. What does it say about the future of stream flow, runoff, water availability?